100 word stories.
Good morning. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 word stories podcast. One a day until the day I die.com. It's the weekly challenge when I post a topic, you come up with the stories. And we got stories in on the topic of evidence. Let's go ahead and log these into evidence. Ooh, throat clearing. I'm sure that was amusing, you listening to that. Thank goodness I captured it and didn't bother recording this again. But after about 700, 800 episodes of this and 6,000 of the actual podcast, maybe 7,000, I don't know. You just take what you can get.
Hello, it's Lisa from Leicester in the UK, and the word this week was evidence. So here's my 100-word story called Reasonable Grounds. Julian thought he was clever and had destroyed all the evidence in the taxi. But the one thing he couldn't hide was the glint of delight in his eye. His wife Sally had waited up for him, and although she hadn't seen that glint for a while, recognised it instantly. So there were no secrets as the couple got into bed, but Julian didn't know that as he slipped into his contented slumber. Sally stared at the stranger she'd been married to for 20 years before deciding she wouldn't divorce him, then slowly pressed her pillow over his sleeping head. Thanks for listening. See you next week. Bye.
Good morning, this is Richard, and this is my story on the topic of evidence, and it's called Evidence. Maybe those ancient astronaut theorists are right. After all, it's not beyond the bounds of possibility that our ancestors came from elsewhere. The evidence, they say, in the books that they've written and the documentaries that are beamed into our living rooms is incontrovertible. Ancient spaceships of the gods, or simply the remains of past civilizations. Strange markings in the desert, prehistoric runways, or perhaps the tracks of celestial vehicles. Who can really tell? They're certainly intriguing, but I'm not convinced. The moon has always been humanity's home. The very thought that we may have come from elsewhere is simply preposterous. That's it. All done. Until next time. Goodbye.
I miss Saturday morning cartoons and do feel one of the things that led to their demise is restrictions on advertisements for sugar-coated, sugar-filled breakfast cereals. It could be time to add monsters who eat healthier cereals to the likes of Count Chocula, Boo Berry, and Frankenberry. The first new Saturday cartoon could be about a corporate knight, possibly named Bran Stoker, using his guide, the Chexchronomicon, to find evidence of the new creatures. Once I think of names to go with unsweetened shredded wheat and raisinless bran flakes, I can send my pitch to General Mills by Zachman.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
It's a well-established principle in law that without a body, you're going to have a hell of a job proving a murder. In fact, without a body, lacking any other incriminating evidence. Proving that any crime has taken place is going to be difficult. After all, people go missing all the time. It doesn't have to be abduction, torture, and murder. Just because they aren't anywhere to be found. Although, in this case, it was. But, that's not a confession. Just a statement of fact. As for the body? Well, I can neither confirm nor deny. It was delicious.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. No evidence, repeated the impatient historian. But Professor, the historian, stormed out. Stubborn fuckers, he thought. So he went back to Japan to check the temple again. Doubting me, unacceptable. After weeks of research, he found the small button. In a dark corner. Click. A whole new room opened up. Damn, they were right, he whispered. The historian quickly closed the secret room and pulled the chest over to hide the stupid button. The next day, the button and his stubbornness were all over the news. They followed me. And this is how arrogance is the beginning of your downfall. And this is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcurve.blogspot.com. And I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of norvaljoe.com. And this is my entry for the 100-word weekly challenge number 853 with a prompt of evidence. I'm not going to say anything about Tom this week. Anyway, here's my story. Bilbert closed his eyes and sighed. Now you're hurting my head. You're just talking in circles. You say that magic doesn't need to be learned or performed, but we still have to make contact to activate your magic each day. What evidence do you have that you even have magic? Sabrina looked up at the clear blue sky. When Bilbert started to speak, she held up her hand. Wait for it. First one raindrop landed on his hand, then another on his face, then a light rain shower sprinkled the two. A single black rain cloud had formed above them. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Torumbers Aino here, with a story about evidence. The title, as written, is the mathematical statement of Bayes' theorem, which in words reads, the probability of A given B is the probability of B given A times the probability of A divided by the probability of B. And now the story, which is a little-known scene from The Pilgrim's Progress. Now student was perplexed, and asked Goodwill, how may I know the road to the castle of truth? For these philosophers wander in circles unending. Then Goodwill answered, dost thou see this narrow way? It was cast up by Bayes and his apostles Jeffreys and Janes, and it is as straight as a rule can make it. This is the way that thou must go. Now frequentest hath said to thee that there are many roads to that castle, but one only proceedeth steadfastly toward it, though in his obstinacy he refused it, and that is the way of Bayes. And if you have no idea what that was about, there's a URL with the written story that may furnish enlightenment.
Take a trip with me to planet Z.
My lawyer is on the aggressive side. She logged the entire universe into evidence. The whole damn universe. The judge allowed it, and the bailiffs were stuck hauling the entire universe into the courtroom. Police were tasked with bagging and tagging everything, cataloging it, and handing it to the bailiffs, as my lawyer introduced every piece of the universe. She explained how it fit into the case, and after 5 weeks, the judge, frustrated, declared a mistrial. The state declined to retry me. I was let go. Next time you get a fucking parking ticket, my lawyer said, don't call me.
And there you have it, a whole bunch of 100-word stories on the topic of evidence. I hope you enjoyed that, and now you can go off and deliberate for a week on the next topic, which is up at the website. It's a pick two, and I'm not going to read it all out. If only there was a website, and there was a post on there, and it's in the sidebar, and you could listen to it on the feed, whatever. What am I telling you this for? You know this by now. Anyway. Thank you all for being a part of this, and, as always, keep it brief.